President Biden is meeting with a group of Republican lawmakers at the White House today in an attempt to gather support for his American Jobs Plan. One major component of that $2 trillion infrastructure proposal is a promise to clean up the country's electricity system. To do that, the plan sets new mandates for renewable energy and calls for an overhaul of the electric grid. And for more, let's bring in Leah Stokes, a political scientist at the University of California, Santa Barbara. She joins us on Skype. Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah, thank you for being here. So this plan promises $100 billion to overhaul the country's electric grid and really make it more resilient to climate disasters. You actually studied the electric grid. What are some of the most important things that you feel need to change to realize this ambitious goal?
Well, one of the first things to note is that it's not only $100 billion for the electricity grid. It turns out that they didn't score key tax credits in the proposal that they put out. And so the number for the electricity grid is closer to $400 or $500 billion. And that's really good news because we have so many things we have to do to our electricity grid to make it more resilient and reliable, as we've seen with outages caused by heat waves in California or the massive cold snap in Texas. So these investments will really be important to be cleaning up our air, making our electricity system more stable, and really, of course, delivering on climate stability as well.
You know, if this bill should pass, how are you actually hoping the government will spend this money? This is a lot of money.
Well, there's two big things that need to be part of a package coming out of Congress on the electricity grid. The first is extensions of tax credits. So a big way that we've built a lot of wind and solar and other clean electricity in this country is through tax credits. And these tax credits, unlike fossil fuel subsidies, expire regularly. And so the idea is to extend them for 10 years and turn them into a direct pay mechanism. What does that mean? It just means that even if you don't have tax liability, you can still use this resource. But the other really big piece is a clean electricity standard. A clean electricity standard is an idea that's been pioneered in a majority of states across the country that says that we need to increase the amount of renewables and other clean electricity. And President Biden actually ran on saying he wanted 100% clean electricity by 2035.
As you just said, I mean, this is something that lots of states have this increase in their share of clean electricity through something that's like this. But how exactly do you think that this would work on a federal level?
Oh, it's so exciting. It would move us from about 40% clean electricity today, right now in the United States, to 80% clean electricity by 2030 in the next decade. You know, we need to be investing in our grid to making it more resilient as climate impacts like heat waves and hurricanes start to accelerate.
Well, much like you, President Biden is calling this a once-in-a-generation investment. But others say it actually pales in comparison to the scale of the climate crisis. For example, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez called the proposal not nearly enough. We've also heard something similar from the Sunrise Movement. How do these climate measures and this bill actually compare to what is ultimately needed?
Well, it's important to remember that this is just an opening bid from the White House. They've put forward a plan. On the face, it looks like it's $2 trillion. But if you put in those tax credits that I've been talking about, it's actually closer to $3 trillion. And just a few days before the plan came out, a coalition of environmental groups, including Sunrise and important labor groups like the IBEW and important environmental justice groups like WEACT, they all signed a letter saying that they wanted $4 trillion of spending. And I think the reality is that it's great if individuals like Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and groups are pushing Congress to go bigger and bolder on the climate crisis, because this is a really huge challenge that's on our doorstep and also a very big opportunity. But Congress is ultimately the body that gets to legislate. Mm-hmm. And so this could get bigger as we move forward.
I mean, and it also could look altogether different based on what happens in Congress, if it even passes. And, you know, these climate provisions, I mean, the reality is they may face a challenge. For instance, moderate Democrats like Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, he actually said just last month, quote, although fossil fuel consumption is dropping in the U.S. power grid, the global trends in fossil fuel use should make us all recognize that fossil fuels aren't going anywhere anytime soon, particularly in countries that are seeking to expand access to electricity and energy in order to address poverty. I mean, with all of this in mind, this bigger picture in mind, what measures do you think are going to make it in the final version of this law? And really, are you worried the climate aspects of this are going to get watered down?
You know, I am very hopeful. I'm even hopeful about Senator Manchin. The reality is that Senator Manchin understands that the climate crisis is a very big crisis, and he may have different ideas about solutions to the problem, but he has signaled consistently in the media that this is something that he wants to work on, infrastructure in general, climate policy in specific. And he is the chairman of the Energy and Natural Resources Committee, where a lot of this legislation will move through. The reality is we have to make these policies work for all parts of the country. So I'm an optimist, and I think that we finally have a situation in Congress where we're likely to see a lot of alignment. And you can see that, for example, at the end of last year when Senator Murkowski and Senator Manchin passed a bill that included really important climate provisions, as well as important spending on energy. So I think that there is space to see movement. And I'm very hopeful that we will get finally some comprehensive climate legislation out of Congress this year.
Leah Stokes is a political scientist at the University of California, Santa Barbara. Thank you so much for this conversation.
Thank you.